Who is Ya Ji?
Hello, I'm Marie Suaru. Thank you for joining me once more. Today I'd like to clear out some misconceptions about Ya Ji, and describe in my words who she is, and why she has that personality or however you want to call it. Ya Ji's real name is Sophia Meritaten Tashirit Suaru, and it can be translated to Sophia Mary Suaru Jr., as in Egyptian Meritaten translates as Mary and Tashirit to the younger or simply, Jr. She is the 12th linear incarnation of the Suaru line, as seen only from the point of view of which one of the Suaru family was, or has been, around or on Earth. From that point of view, I'm Suaru 11, although I don't agree with using those numbers at all, because I can very well argue that Ya Ji is 11 and I'm 12, because I'm the latest Suaru to arrive here, and not Sophia. And honestly, I find using those numbers to be a bit degrading. Then she took the name Ya Ji, from the Navajo, small or young, inspired in the Hollywood movie Olita, she saw when she was like 7 or 8 years old. She briefly used Ya Ji Atta, as in small wing, and then only Ya Ji remained, so this is how she chose her own nickname. It is very difficult to know someone's age when not born on Earth, but using her DNA, physical maturity, a computer, and star maps as a reference, Ya Ji's birthdate was calculated to be on the 8th of March 2012, so today she soon will be 11 years old. She arrived here when she was 7 years old, and as she didn't have her correct age calculation back then, since her arrival she has been saying that she was 10 years old, and she kept saying that for the past 4 years, feeding the misconception that she is not growing, but she is, and in a normal and healthy way. Sophia was born in a starship, at speed, while traveling in hyperspace, so she was born outside all social and collective unconscious agreements. Even during her gestation, her mother and grandmother were very careful not to be on any planet at all, or as least as possible, to minimize the collective unconscious to influence the unborn child. The collective unconscious includes the group of perception agreements a social unit, or culture has, including how they perceive and form their collective existential density, the one they will perceive and live in all together. It includes the group of ideas that limit their existential experience within a pre-set frame of perceptual laws, of what is possible and what is not possible, and are passed on to each individual in the group first by telepathic influence or download when they are gestating in their mother's womb, and then when they are very young during their first 7 years of life, and by social interaction while living among the group. There is yet another factor, that is the set of agreements a soul already carries within the ideas and concepts that form it, agreements of perception it carries from the experience it had during its past lifetimes. It is this last factor, the one that is determinant to which society, culture, and family a soul would be vibrationally compatible, and that will determine where that soul will be born in its next lifetime. Everything you can think of and more, exists and is possible somewhere and in some density and its dimensions. It is only the limits of our own awareness and understanding what defines any concept or idea of a law, so there are no natural laws governing physics or anything at all, from the point of view of the original source, or from the point of view of any creature having an existential experience in a higher density. Each creature has their own set of perceptual agreements we could call existential laws depending on its spiritual level and awareness. There are no absolute laws and constants in the universe from the most expanded point of view, only agreements that may vary from culture to culture depending on their point of view. Sophia was born where there are no social density agreements, no collective unconscious and no artificially imposed limiting density concepts and factors, except for the ones her own mother and grandmother inescapably carry and pass on to her, Although Sophia's mother was also born in the same isolation conditions as Sophia. This means Sophia has a very small or limited amount of perceptual agreements and laws governing her experience in physicality from an unconscious level, and most of them were acquired during her latest years living among the Tajitans, but it's safe to say that their influence in this aspect has been minimum. This explains why Sophia has special capacities that very few people have, but she is not alone. One of the most important things I'd like to explain today is one critical characteristic of Sophia everyone who knows her must understand, one aspect of her, from where most of her special capacities come from, and that misunderstanding has caused much skepticism, and that has formed resistance to her from many in the larger public. The veil of forgetfulness nearly everyone has, especially on Earth, is not working and has no influence on her. She entered her present physical incarnation remembering in full who she was before, and before that one as well. She has full memory of at least 12 of her past incarnations, perhaps even more, although based on my personal experience, the further back a past incarnation is, the shadier it gets, like remembering what you did last week, then the next one back feels like remembering what you did last year, then what you did 5 years ago and so on, ending up in something that feels more and more like remembering a dream. Sophia remembers most of those 12 as clearly as anyone would remember what they did yesterday. The implications of this are quite heavy and have not yet been explored in full, but it means that Sophia as a young child has access to ideas, data, and memory that would not only be comparable to the mental development of any adult, but exceed it by far as well, as all what she learned in her past lives is accessible to her for her daily life, and logically will form how she perceives the world around her. Everything we all have experienced and learned in our past lives is still with us all. It is what forms our present personality, and all the conditions and aspects of our lives. We never lose those basic experimental memories, and they are even written down in our very DNA using it as a crystalline hard drive. The difference with Sophia is that she has ready access to all that experience and information. She knows how each piece forms her, so she understands herself better than anyone else understands themselves. For example, she has full control over much of her physiology. She can control her blood pressure and body temperature at will, although she still has some problems controlling blood glucose with her mind only. Her metabolism is somewhere in the vicinity of 10 times faster than a normal Tajitan. That means that she is eating most of the time, and between meals. So she is considered to be some kind of a cookie monster. She not only remembers past lives, she also remembers the existence between those past lives, existence in the ether, in the spirit world. She remembers what it is like not to have a body, what it is like to be in a timeless existential condition, and be only energy in the form of a group of ideas that define her. Therefore, she remembers, and she knows that there is no material world, and that there is no solid body, remembering that from higher densities there is no matter as such, therefore there is no material body either, only the idea that we have one. So, from there she unconsciously manifests, or causes her own body to be only energy, or ether from our point of view, giving her the very annoying, obnoxious, incredible, bothersome, irritating and skepticism-causing capacity to pass through what the rest of the people consider to be solid walls, being as easy for her to pass through a solid titanium bulkhead wall, or through a Japanese rice paper wall. She knows there is no body and there is no wall. And this is why she has said many times before, that her knowing all this, makes her not be really alive in the strictest of terms. She considers herself to be a spirit that can become solid in order to interact with the rest of the people. But she also clearly states that is exactly what we all are, spirits having an illusory solid experience, The only difference is that she remembers what she really is, while most other people forget that, and attach themselves to the idea that all what exists is solid matter and not spirit, with this forgetting who they truly are, in favor of a solid experience. But the simplest and biggest resistance to Sophia from the larger public is that it is very difficult to conceive such a young child to have such wisdom and so much information and knowledge in her young little head, causing many to conclude that in reality it is a much older person who is talking or writing, and only passing off as a child. But I must insist in the obvious, she is not human. And this is made worse when someone notices that she can speak and write fluently, no less than 20 different languages, mostly from Earth, including ancient Egyptian, ancient Greek, and Latin. She can also play the violin and the piano, including complicated pieces of music and with an amazing skill. But as she herself has explained many times, it's not like she knows all that, it is more like she is channeling the information from the field, and she is only translating it into this reality. Next, I must clear out another common misconception, and a very dangerous one for Sophia. All this what I have just explained above about her having full memory, and no veil of forgetfulness, does not mean she is a little adult. She is not an adult in a child's body. She is very much a child, and very much into interests and reactions of her age, and this may cause somewhat of a dichotomy, but she's been able to incorporate this very well into her personality. Her whole way of being, talking and interacting with people is perfectly in accordance with what would be expected from a 10 to 11 year old girl, but she does have the capacity to talk, and to pass off as an adult whenever she wants, especially when she wants to be taken seriously. She passes most of her time playing with her dolls, and with all the houses, starships, vehicles and buildings she makes for herself, using cardboard she cuts and glues together, although she also uses other materials, to the point where sometimes you can hear her cutting something with a saw, or welding metal in her room, sometimes setting off the fire alarms as well. This is something that the Tejitans here sometimes find very annoying, because they are very protective of her and they feel she could get hurt. And she does get hurt. We know her to have a propensity for accidents of all kinds because she likes to jump, and once she is in the air, she then calculates where it's best to land. She runs around the ship wearing only socks, so she is slipping and falling all the time. She's been run over by walking people several times, and once with a bicycle because she doesn't look before moving into somewhere, and she even had a misfortunate encounter with a prickly thorny bush. She ran into at high speed, which thorns had to be removed with tweezers one by one, by the ship's surgeon. And each time she has an accident, or slips and falls down, she will always end up crying. So yes, she cries a lot, as any other 10-year-old girl would, I guess. Although I don't remember having cried that much or that often when I was her age. Sophia is a beautiful, little wise girl, with a large load of memory on her back, and all what that means and brings. She is full of joy and likes to live inside her own world of thoughts and imagination. Sophia has also taken a lot of abuse from many people since her arrival, because many treat her as an adult, and also because they have been very skeptical about her because in their little worlds they cannot conceive a little girl to have all that capacity. People on the web, on YouTube and on social media have bad-mouthed and abused her a lot, causing her to form like a shield, making people think that she is tough, or even as tough as a World War II general, but she is not, and even though she may try very hard to be tough, she is still a sweet little girl. But all that abuse in social media during the last 4 years has caused her not to show her vulnerable side, so she always makes an effort to look very strong and tough, and that gets reflected even in most of her photos, where she likes to be portrayed as serious and even angry at times. But she also recognizes that she has also received much love and appreciation from her friends online, in social media, and with who she works with to the present day. And that is the real reason why she continues to share her information and thoughts with you all. And yes, she's made mistakes, as we all do, and she has suffered a lot because of them, because she is also learning, and that brings us to another misconception. She does not know everything. She is a little girl and she is learning as she goes along, as we all are, and she makes mistakes and she cries because of them. She is not all powerful and she also gets tired and needs to stop. There is only so much her little body can do before needing to rest. I guess we all miss knowing what she was like before age 7, an even younger child full of wisdom, but as she herself explains, it was not the same back then, because even though she did remember past lives and all that, her little body was not physically capable of translating all that energy in the form of memory into the physical, because her body needed a certain level of nervous and physiological maturity in order to be able to function at that level. And even today she is not yet physically fully developed, obviously, so we can only speculate how she will be when she gets older, because she is growing up, as all children do. But the most important thing I want you all to take away from this video is that Sophia is just a child, not a little adult. She may be wise, and she may know a lot of things, but she is just a child and she loves to play and to live in her imaginary worlds, as any other kid her age. Sophia is just a little young girl, a child. And I can't say much more in order to protect her, because she is a minor. Thank you all for listening to my video. Much love for you all. Take care and see you next time. And as a last note, I have the same strange and awkward capacities Sophia has. I can do all what she can, and I remember everything as well, just as she does. I'm just a little older, that's all. Sophia and I are two sides of the same coin. Take care and see you later. Marie Soirou.